Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretched.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
A perfect start to the show, Jimmy. A little DJ Khaled. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Of course, he is talking about the Panthers, not necessarily my virtual roulette table, which I've spent many a spin on since we last met yesterday. Crowder is in Las Vegas. I can see, what is that behind you? The Cosmopolitan or the Aria?
I'm in the Aria. I don't
You're
know
in
what
the Aria?
Place is behind me. Yeah, yeah, I stay at the Aria. They've That's sold so much of my money that they give me free rooms now. I don't know what level it is, but I got to a certain level.
True or false, you thought you were boarding a plane to Los Angeles this morning, and you were unaware that you were going to Vegas until it landed in Vegas.
No, I had a layover in Houston. So,
and that's when you found out?
The full story, I had a layover in Houston, and it said FLL to HOU to LAS. I thought it said LAX. And when I got off in gate 23, I looked at my phone and I was like, oh, I'm boarding in gate 23 after the layover. So now I can go to the bathroom and, you know, go get me a coffee. And then the screen said Las Vegas. I went back on my phone and I was like, oh, I'm going to Las Vegas this morning.
That's exciting because you think you're going to L.A. All you're getting is riots. And you end up in Vegas. You got gambling. I mean, what a great transaction you made.
And it might have been the that indecision of where I was going, but I really am locked into the Aria that they know I'm going to give them a bunch of money. Because when I walked in, a lady looked at me and said, hey, Mr. Crowder, had my key ready, and I was like, oh, y'all are ready for me to waste up my money.
Can we hold your money for you?
That's what, yeah. I don't think they're holding it, Hawk. I think they're taking it.
Can we take your money for you? Yeah. What a night last night, Panthers Hawk, fans.
I played roulette with my bag.
That's illness. I love it.
I felt ugly. I felt nasty, but I saw the roulette table. I haven't even gone to my room yet. I saw 11 on there twice. I said, oh, 11's hitting. And I stopped with my bag next to my knee and played 11. I played 23 because I know that's your number. And I'm not proud of it, but I did it. I didn't win. I lost about $300.
Well, if you think that's dirty, I'm logging in to play roulette right now as we do the first segment of the show. Look at that. I have logged in. I think I may take a little spin on the old roulette table. Everybody call out. Oh, I got to wait till this spin's over. You can all call out a number. What a night last night for the Florida Panthers. 29 black, by the way, just came up. Go ahead, everybody. Yesterday. Call out a number. I'm betting 23. Solana, give me a number.
Five.
Jimmy.
16.
16. Crowder. 11.
11. Box the top four, and play.
I'm doing $2 on every number. I'm not boxing anything.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Here's the spin. Let's go. Let's see what happens. We got a live spin going on right now. I got 23. What do we got?
I see one digit.
Oh. 21. 21. Well, we had some fun here. We did not replicate what the Panthers did last night. I'm down $8 in the beginning of the show, and we'll try to get it back by 6.
The Panthers dominated last night.
That was as much fun as I've ever had watching a hockey game. I'm not even going to lie. It was as much fun as I've ever had watching a hockey game. Not only did they dominate on the ice, they dominated in the fights. They did exactly what I'm guessing Edmonton vowed not to do. Right? I'm sure at the beginning of the series, they said, you know what the Panthers' MO is. We're not falling into that trap. And they fell right into the trap. Evander Kane looked like he was out for a fight from the first minute that game started, and he never stopped looking for a fight.
And then when he got in a fight, not to cut you off, he got his ass whooped.
He had a
swollen
lip.
When the toughest guy on the team gets his ass whooped, I don't know. Where do we go from here? This is our enforcer, and he just got his lip swollen up.
That was as complete an ass-kicking as you will ever see on the ice, and it happened in a Stanley Cup final game.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that against – I mean, we talked about it yesterday. The two best teams in the NHL. And when you're the best, you don't fall into that trap that Edmonton fell into last night, and they could not get out of it. And I wonder what that means for Thursday night, because – they've got 2 days to stew about it, and but I'm telling you, as a Panthers fan, it was as enjoyable as any hockey game I have ever watched in my life.
I got a chance to watch it with my whole family. Chaz went to sleep, but Ava, Chan, and Asia, they were asking me questions that I never thought would be asked. Daddy, what happens when everybody on the ice fights? I don't know what happens when it's five fights at one time. I didn't know what was going to go on. And they go back and watch the film. Now I figured it out. It was a domination on the ice. It was the frustration that built up for Edmonton. Yep. They were talking about it on air. They were like, this guy hasn't been in the fight in 4 years. They just didn't know what to do. So they started getting mad and fighting. And when you get mad, you're the frustrated side. I love when, what's his name? Kolakoff, Mikola. You know, I'm bad.
Mikola or Dmitry Kulikov.
There you go, Mikola.
You're mixing two of them.
Yeah.
The big bastard. When they tried to fight him, and he pointed back laughing like, hey, man, like, you're wasting your time here.
They got so
frustrated, Hawk, that they didn't know anything else to do.
I can't remember if it was Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand. skated over the Oilers bench and was pointing at his head like, Archie, hey, yeah. You guys need to use your head. Sometimes you get in a role, even on this radio show or on Twitter or whatever, where the trolling is just working. Like someone has fallen into your trap, and you know me, like I light up and I troll harder. And who was it, Marchand that did that, or was it Sam Bennett?
It was Marchie yesterday. After the second goal, he went over because it was another power play goal. He's like, use your head.
That was masterful. It was masterful. Brad Marchand might be the Conn Smythe winner. Like, this dude, he wasn't on the Panthers the first half of the season. He might win the Conn Smythe. Dude's had a goal in every Stanley Cup final game, and he's out there dominating them. Like, it is crazy.
And it was, I love it because we love it because we're Panthers fans. When they had the power plays, they weren't even trying to score. They were like laughing, just throwing the puck back and forth to each other. Yep. They were having fun. That is so frustrating that you're not trying to press. You're just pass it back and forth. We're having a good time. We're running the clock out. First game at home. We beat the hell out of you right now. It was crazy. I went and put Chaz to sleep, came back. Chan said, it's 6-1, Daddy. They scored again. These people suck. I said, Chan, they don't really suck, but –
they looked like it last night. They lost their heads last night, and yeah. It was apparent they never got it back. It was like escaping, and they even on TV they were saying, "Hey, because what was it? I think 4-1," and they're like, "Hey, chop it down by one goal. If you're within two, anything can happen." But they never got into a groove. They were just out of their minds. The entire night. It was so much fun to watch. I honestly can't remember the last time I had that much fun. I'm talking about even Game 7 last year. This one was a laugher. Like, this one was great. I enjoyed every single minute of it.
It wasn't stressful. It was just enjoyment.
Yep. Complete enjoyment. Yeah.
Complete enjoyment. You could just watch by the play. Y'all are not, even 4-1. They're not coming back. 5-1, they're not coming back. 6-1, they're not coming back. Just the style of play. I didn't know if your penalty is longer than the time on the clock, you can just leave the ice.
Oh, I mean, Evander Kane was so excited to get out of there. I think he got a 10-minute misconduct, but I think he was so excited to get out of there. Because I was watching my father-in-law, and he's like, there's a lot of guys skating off him. Like, they want to be out of there a period ago.
Yeah,
they tried everything within their power to get out of there.
And hey, this is Evander Kane. He's blowing kisses to people in the crowd down 5-1, and you just got kicked out of the game, and your lips bust. Trust me, as a tough guy, that's not the way to go out blowing kisses with a bust lip. Hey, just
eat it. Just eat it.
Just snuggle off. Just sneak out real, real smooth. But no, last night was. To your point, probably one of my most enjoyable games watching hockey since we've been going, since I became a Florida Panthers fan.
Randy Moeller is going to join us today. Clay Ferreiro is going to join us today. Let's get a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Clay Ferreiro probably had the interview of the night with like a 9-year-old little girl. After the game, he asked her on live television, what was your favorite part about the Panthers winning a 6-1 Stanley Cup final game? And the little girl goes, all the fighting. It was, hilarious.
It was great. Yeah. It was like Crowder said, when there were 5 fights going on at once, all 5 guys on the ice locked up with someone. I mean, that was old school throwdown hockey. It was great.
Yeah.
This is not biased. The Panthers were winning every fight.
Every fight.
5-0.
Was it Gadjevich that fought for 2.5 minutes?
Jonah Gadjevich was just throwing haymakers at everybody.
That was unbelievable. I don't know how they were standing at the end of that thing. They had to be so gassed.
The TV commentator, he's calling a game. He said, the refs are going to just let this play itself out. A minute later, he said, the refs are going to let this play itself out. They were just slinging punches. Yep. It was beautiful.
It was great.
Guys, we spent, I'd say, the better part of 2 weeks debating whether 100 humans could defeat a gorilla. And I was on Team Gorilla. I mean, you could not move me off Team Gorilla. Crowder named some of the biggest badasses in sports, and I was firmly cemented on Team Gorilla. But Crowder, you recruit Jonah Gadjevich, Sam Bennett, Nico Mikola. I think I'm taking the humans. I think I'm taking the Florida Panthers. Just give me the Panthers against one gorilla. I think I'm taking the Florida Panthers.
Me, the Panthers?
Well, no, not you.
Joey Porter?
No.
I'm not on the list.
No, you stay home.
How about Jonah Gadjevich? How about Jonah Gadjevich against one gorilla? I got Gadjevich.
I need Paul Maurice as the strategist because he's going to really put up a game plan on this gorilla. Man, we set to go.
I'm not kidding. If you put a gorilla on the ice last night, the Florida Panthers probably kick his ass, Hawk.
Well, admittedly, a gorilla can't skate. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're underestimating the gorilla.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This was just reported. Jake Wallman plays for the Oilers. He's been fined $5,000, which is the maximum allowable under the CBA for roughing Matthew Tkachuk. And then he's also been fined another $5,000, which is also the maximum for unsportsmanlike conduct for an incident involving Florida's bench. I believe this is because he was squirting the Panthers'
That's
exactly
bench. Exactly what it was.
Right, with a water
bottle. No, this little bastard Wallman gonna just smack Tkachuk in the back of the leg with his damn stick.
They were doing that all night, though. There was a moment at the end of the game where someone was holding Tkachuk and the other guy was punching him. It was a two-on-one fight.
They absolutely lost it.
They did. They lost their heads.
Yes. Yep.
What started the brawl, by the way, Sam Bennett gets roughed up. And I forget who it was. I think maybe it was Perry, who actually broke his stick on the back of Sam Bennett's body. Hawk, no joke. How is that not worthy of assault? Like, that guy should be leaving in handcuffs if we're being 100% honest, everybody.
Oh,
that
Jesus.
Guy should have left the ice in handcuffs.
Alana, you always go over top of everything going on.
Huh.
Wasting all those
should have got involved with this.
Wasting all those troops in L.A. They should have been in Sunrise last night getting rid of that guy. Hey, Barry.
So Panthers take the 2-1 series lead, even though it feels like it's bigger than 2-1.
It feels like it's over, but I'm not going to do that to myself. But it feels like it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Day one of Dolphins minicamp was today, and there are a lot of notes. Tua Tagovailoa met with reporters. Here's the money quote. Here's the thing everybody's talking about. Tua, adamant. He says he can, quote, feel it in his heart that there is a culture shift within the Miami Dolphins locker room.
That's just talk.
I you know, and I'm high on the Dolphins because I like Tua. That, it's really why I'm high on the Dolphins. I the vibe I got today from Mike McDaniel, I feel like he's lost the locker room because he was snipping at reporters today. He was very snippy and curt, and I feel like he feels like he's kind of in a weird spot. Jalen Ramsey's not there. Jonnu Smith isn't there. Like, but I believe in Tua. I will tell you that Barry Jackson tweeted out, Zach Wilson, continuing an uneven offseason, had two passes picked, including one returned for a TD, and nearly threw a third INT and a second pick six.
Mike McDaniel wants to change the culture with him. You're there for 3 or 4 years, and now you're going to become the tough guy.
Yep.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. You set a standard. Yep. You can't now. You can't be Cam Cameron and then become Nick Saban.
Exactly.
I went the other way. I saw Nick Saban and I saw Cam Cameron. You can't try to change.
You just got
to
lean into who you are. Hope it works.
And that's why Tua's seeing a difference. He's not seeing a culture change.
Listen, man, you could hire Pat Riley. You could hire the biggest culture changer, culture setter, Udonis Haslam. The Dolphins can do whatever they want in terms of culture. When Kader Kohu is your best DB, if Jalen Ramsey ends up getting traded, which we all think is inevitable, it doesn't matter what your culture is. Your team has some holes, some major holes. I think that's why McDaniel's snippy, Hawk, because he knows that.
Yeah, I know, but he's going to be reliant on Tua and Tua staying healthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told you the passer rating stat yesterday. Like, if Tua remains healthy, McDaniel's going to be fine. If he's not, like, again, even with the secondary, Tua can put the points up to keep it even. But he's got to keep him healthy. Jonah Gadjevich for short yardage situations? Better than the tush push.
If Tua stays healthy, they'll win 10-plus games, and their offense will be very efficient, and Tua will have 5,000 yards passing because that's what he does. He's great at what he does. This roster is not set up with anybody that would have been involved in those hockey fights last night. They've acquired a very passive roster. They don't have no dogs out there. They don't have no ass kickers.
Who's a pit bull out there?
There we go. Call him a pit bull. Who's our pit bulls?
Who's the pit bull?
Alec Ingold.
I'm kind of lobbying for Jonah Gadjevich in short yardage situations.
Who's the pit bull?
Ingold out of the mix.
Who's the guy, if something breaks out on the ice or will go on the field, there's no chance he's not running out there and getting in it?
Quinn Ewers.
I'm just telling you. I have my Keith Trailers. I have my Joey Porters. I was one of them as well. I don't know if they have that guy that really wants to go slap the hell out of somebody.
I got to refamiliarize myself with the roster because sometimes I'm not thinking of people during the offseason.
Eichenberg.
Could be. We're the Eichen Bros.
Jason Sanders?
All right. Anything else in the headlines? Because Moeller's coming up.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm.
Yuri Perez, by the way, has a 12 ERA after his first outing last night.
Is that good?
He's warming back up. He's getting comfortable again.
your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Gadjevich or Yuri Perez to start the next Marlins game? I think it's a no-brainer, man.
As pitcher?
Yeah, no-brainer. Give me Gadjevich. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's in the upper 80s right now. Humid. Tonight the lows will be in the low 80s. Humid. Yeah. That's your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Randy Moeller, former NHL stud himself. Guy was known to like a scrap or two. Probably would have felt at home last night in that game.
Hawk Doug Plagans yesterday told us that Randy Moeller was on a video game. 93? Yes.
Moeller's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Did you want to be out on the ice last night, Moeller?
Oh, I got a little frosted up there last night watching that. I tell you what, hey, Chicken Farm, you're back. I'm glad to hear your voice, my friend. I thought Solano had eliminated you completely and taken your spot, but I guess that didn't work.
Yeah. His body's too weak. They can't depend on him, Ola.
That's it.
How do you?
The plan did not work.
When you're in a game last night, Moeller, like the Panthers are playing, and you know you are getting in the head of your opponent, and your opponent's supposed to arguably be the second best team in the NHL, if not the best team in the NHL, you're 1A, 1B. It's got to feel great, right? When everything's going right for you and they are falling into your trap.
Yeah, it was. It was a game last night where the Panthers and all, they checked a lot of boxes with the way that they want to play. They want to play aggressive. They want to play on the edge. Their penalty killing was, although they gave up a power play goal at the start of the second, but their penalty killing was really good in the first and kept the Edmonton off the board. Then the physicality, the little plays, and I talk about it all the time, guys, where you know, they're on the right side of the puck. They're making small, accurate passes coming out of their own zone, in the neutral zone. They're sensing danger properly where they're not trying to force a pass through three different defenders or whatever. They're playing patient, get the puck in deep, and they put on a clinic last night. As everybody that was on the ice, including Bobrovsky, he made some big saves, but the Panthers, you know, the physicality is just wearing Edmonton down. And you saw, I mean, Draisaitl and McDavid, they really struggled last night. I don't know if they registered a shot each last night. So they had some looks, they missed the net, but Panthers pressuring them. Every time McDavid got the puck, he just seemed to run into a wall and got pinched off and wasn't able to use his speed and his skill. He's such an elite player and that, but this is how the Panthers are going to have to win and win the Stanley Cup, because if they allow the Edmonton Oilers to dictate the play, and what is that play? They want to play north-south. They want to open up in a river hockey game and trade scoring chances and rushes and two-on-ones and breakaways and that. And if the Panthers deny that by playing like we saw last night, then the Panthers are in a really good position. But saying that, guys, I mean, Thursday could be a complete 180. You never know, because Edmonton has two elite players and they can win games all by themselves. If they get adequate goaltending, they're still a very, very dangerous team. And the Panthers know that. I think they have the experience that they know that even though they won 6-1 last night, that could be reversed on Thursday night in a nanosecond. So their heads are screwed on tight. It got a little feisty last night. Edmonton tried to intimidate the Panthers. I think they found out that wasn't going to work. So they're going to have to go back to what they're best at, and then it's up to the Panthers to not deny them that opportunity in the style that they want to play.
Red Deer, but five fights at the same time. And you're losing all of them. That was the craziest thing to me. You're losing all five of the 5-on-5. Like, what is it? Just frustration? I haven't seen that. I ain't watched hockey as long as you, Randy, but I haven't seen just the frustration get to a point where you just fight. Everybody fights. They walk to the locker room. They don't even want to be on the bench anymore. Like, can that have a flow over effect to game four? Because it was kind of embarrassing for Edmonton last night.
Yeah, it was. That's what I said, Channing, that the Edmonton was very frustrated and they just couldn't generate any offense. Every time they touched the puck, they were getting knocked off the puck. And that's Panther hockey. You talk about 5-on-5 hockey or 5-on-5 fighting. You should have been at the dinner table when I was growing up. There were six of us, and when there was only five pork chops, you want to see a line brawl when there's six sitting at the table and there's only five pork chops.
But Mueller, exactly what do they do, the Panthers? I mean, to keep Leon Draisaitl from even attempting a shot, like is that possible to replicate? Like, can you play that style again against a team as good as Edmonton was? In other words, was there something that the Panthers did differently, or was it just as you're saying, right? Like the emotions of the game, the fact that it kind of got away from Edmonton, it led to that. But can it be replicated?
Well, if there's any team that can do that, it's the Panthers, because they have experience going back. This is 3 years in a row now where they play such a physical game, and it is hard. It is really hard to every shift, the physicality, the quickness. But like I was saying when we first started talking, that the Panthers, even though it was such an emotional game, and it always is in the finals, but the Panthers are at home, 21,000 people are just going crazy. Sometimes it's difficult or it's easy to let your emotions get away from you and you start doing things that you normally don't do in a high-pressure situation. And I thought the Panthers, even though it was physical, it was nasty at times, they still stuck to their game plan. And that's what I was talking about, is they're on the right side of the puck.
their breakouts. They're going with the short passes. They're staying out of high danger areas when they have the puck, especially on their side of the red line. All these little details, and you know, bumping it off the boards, get into foot races down into the Edmonton zone, force their defense to cough up the puck. Then you can start, you know, cycling and making your offensive plays. Everything, you know, the Panthers, they created their own breaks. They got some breaks. They were able to be physical and take some liberties and take some penalties that didn't cost them. Pretty well everything that they tried to do worked out, and everything that Edmonton tried, it just blew up in their face. So I still say, you can't look at that game last night and say, oh, this series is over and all that. It could very well, but Edmonton is such a high-skilled team and two of the best players in the world, and we've seen that before, and it can be a reversal. But the Panthers, they should be very, very proud of the way they played and played their style and drug the Edmonton Oilers into the back alley. And then they know that there's no team that can play like the Panthers play when they play this physical style. No team can beat them. Everybody says that.
If I get dragged into a back alley and I see Jonah Gadjevich standing there, I'm tunneling out of there with all the force that I can muster.
And then go straight home and change your pants.
Exactly. Who would you, and I know I'm with you, Moeller, because I thought after games one and two, I said every game's going to go to overtime. They're so evenly matched. So I'm not going to get fooled by last night and say, oh, Panthers blow them out now and win, you know, three quick ones in a row. So there's a lot of hockey. But based on what we've seen so far in the postseason, who would be your Conn Smythe winner for the Panthers? I think Bennett. It's either Bennett, Marchand, or Bobrovsky, no?
Yeah, well, I think with the game that Bennett had again last night, he is, you know, a three-man, let's say a three-horse race. He's got the lead right now. And well-deserved. And that's not taking anything away from Brad Marchand, who's been just everything that the Panthers thought that he was going to be and what he would bring to this team and how he would fit into this team and very quickly. He has been, it's unbelievable how well he is playing. And that third line, if the Panthers are able to succeed in this ultimate goal, that third line will get a lot of recognition. The Lundell, Loisterin, and Marchand line. It is. I knew that if that trio was paired up, that they had a really good chance of being a strong line. I had no idea that they'd be this dominant right now. And the Edmonton Oilers guys, and we talk about the details of the game and how I explain, you know, on the right side of the puck. The Edmonton Oilers just don't have an answer for that third line. They just don't have an answer. And they even admit it themselves. They don't have an answer right now.
And Red Deer, what would be the answer for, to speak to your point, what would be the answer for Edmonton? Is it schematic or is it emotional for them back in and get those 4-3-5-4 games other than getting their butt whooped 6-1?
Well, I think the number one thing, and I, you know, if I was – you asked me a specific question. If I'm the Edmonton Oilers, number one is I would stay away from all these scrums and that and not get drawn into that and get back to their game, which is fast. It's offense. Rely and draw penalties and then score on the power play. That's how they got to the finals. And they're an excellent hockey team, and they've got a lot of high skill, and they got experience, and they check a lot of boxes of what a team is supposed to be, a successful team, especially in the playoffs. They've proven that with the wins over Dallas, especially the last series against Dallas, which was a big, heavy team. They just beat them with skill and that. So if I'm the Edmonton Oilers, that's the way I would approach game number four is, guys, just stay out of the box. Stay away from all that garbage stuff and the pushing and shoving and the face washing and that, and try and get back to our skill game. And then the pressure goes back on the Panthers to try and eliminate that and try and deny them from that speed. And they did last night with McDavid. Every time he touched the puck, He just couldn't do anything or couldn't find an open man after he has separated himself from some tight checking and whatever. The Panthers were just smothering. Every time he tried to center the puck, the Panthers were in great defensive positioning. And then when they did get some shots, Bobrovsky made some saves.
Randy, how hard is it not to respond when somebody rubs their whole glove in your face?
It's difficult. It's difficult. I mean, there's one thing about standing up for yourself and protecting yourself or protecting a teammate. But I guess, you know, just to add what I just said, is if I'm Edmonton, that I just don't initiate that. Because all you're doing is you're taking bad penalties. You're taking away a momentum that you're trying to create, and just stay away from that. And they've had success in the past by doing that. I'm not quite sure. I'm still trying to think why they wanted to, you know, get into this really nasty, nasty game last night. Because number one is they don't have those type of players, and why they would do that when they know that the Panthers are the toughest team in the league. Why would you try and, you know, trying to out muscle and out fight and that. I mean, I'm still trying to figure that one out. So
Chris Knobloch had to be pissed last night, right? At his team. That couldn't have been by his direction, could it?
No. And you know, Kane, Evander Kane's a very high emotional player. He's a very gifted player. And I said before the series, he would be their X factor, because he is very skilled in that, but he lost his composure and he really took some bad
night.
Yeah, he just took some bad penalties and you know, put them behind the eight ball, and they were trying to get back into the game, and he was just, you know, doing some you know, he just was out of character and that, and but you know, you got to give the Panthers credit for creating that frustration up and down their lineup, including Evander Kane.
Randy Moeller, I mean, we can't wait till Thursday, Moles. I mean, we're chomping at the bit to get this next one. It'll be in Sunrise once again at the Amerant Bank Arena, and you will.
And
hear
Solano,
the game here.
I finally got it. I got it for you, so you don't have to call me. Keep calling me for tickets. I've got the number that you can call. It's you write this down. It's 1-800. Call Goldie.
Okay. Got that.
1-800 call Goldie.
Got that. Okay.
I've been trying to get tickets out of Goldie for 14 years, Moeller. I haven't gotten one damn ticket.
I haven't. He hasn't bought me a cup of coffee in 15 years.
Yeah, me neither. See you, Moeller.
See you guys.
Randy Moeller. I mean, what a fun game to be a part of or to watch or root for. Like, it's hard. Like, he's trying to contain your enthusiasm. Yeah. The next one, and he's right, like anything can happen, but man, you feel like on top of the world coming off of that game last night.
The bounce back, I don't know what the bounce back looks like off of that, because I've seen the Panthers get beat, I've seen other good teams get beat. You got embarrassed on the ice and in fights, and everybody's getting suspended.
Yep.
Like, I don't know how they bounce back from that. I'm very interested. I can't wait for Thursday.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Here's some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.